This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Where is ag tech headed in the next decade? This ag tech space has seen a lot of change over the past decade, and CEO and co-founder of Croptimistic Technology, Corey Wilness, believes there's still a lot of opportunity ahead. One example that he cites is the area of precision soil sampling.
In the future, we'll be driving around with trucks, punching dirt with probes, and sending dirt to labs. And I think it's 10 years away because we're working heavily on that, investing in that as well. It's going to take a long time to get all that technology developed that works and integrates well. So that's what I see good promise in.
And as for technology he sees as having more challenges in adoption in broadacre crops, he points to drone sprayers.
Drones are coming along, but I still see it as the high value market, personally. I don't see drones being heavily used in 10 to 20 years. Now, having said that, I see there's some very good technology out there, but I just don't know how you're going to displace a sprayer that can see and spray, and you have one person servicing themselves, you know, on a farm of 10,000 acres, which happens today. I just don't see you have some geek running around with 20 drones and trying to keep all this stuff working. Like my experience with it is, it's just not for that purpose.
Again, that's Croptimistic Technology founder and CEO, Corey Wilness. This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.